Happy Monday, June 7th, everybody. This is Max Gologli, and welcome to our sometimes weekly podcast and video. Reason why I say sometimes weekly is last week, I didn't put one out if you didn't notice. Some of you did tell me when you saw me in Dallas at the Boston BioLife event that you were wondering what I was going to be sharing. And quite frankly, I just got so busy and just had a great event. But today is a really, really important day. Now, I normally don't put the date out when I start these videos because I like to make them evergreen, right? But there's a reason why I share today that is today's June 7th. And the reason why is yesterday, June 6th, was D-Day. It was the D-Day of the American, British, and Canadian forces and the combined forces of the Allies invading continental Europe in the beaches of Normandy. And the reason why, and literally tens of thousands of men on both sides of the battle gave their lives. And it's a very important day to me for a couple of reasons. One, I am a son, I am a product of a father and an uncle who fought in World War II that were part of the Greatest Generation. They were in the South Pacific. My father and my uncle were Marines. My uncle seeing the majority of the action, my father seeing limited, no action, he was actually training. But you know, that whole generation, so like I grew up around a whole generation of these people at the golf course and things like that. And so these, you know, I'm very much in tune with all of this. And there's a reason why this, I'm not gonna just talk about the war, okay? There's a reason why this is important. To me, I'm just giving you that little bit of a background. So, you know, again, I'm 53 years old. I was born in 1967, and I have, like I said, I spent a large portion of my life of hanging around my father's friends and my uncle's friends who all served in some capacity during the war. And, you know, and I spent a lot of time studying military history, not just World War II, but World War I, Civil War. I just, for whatever reason, I'm really into military history. And I remember watching this. I remember looking at this one day. This was probably about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, when I was really doing a study of the Normandy invasion, the landings in Normandy. And this concept of the beachhead really stood out with me. And the reason why this stood out with me was, you know, probably because of my emotional connection to my father, my uncle, and family members. But the reality is that it struck me as marketing 101. And, you know, here, I'm gonna give you just a little bit of background, and then I'm gonna explain to you how this plays into your practice, because this is a very important thing. And I'm gonna pause there for a second, because I spoke at the Boston BioLife on Thursday and Friday. I did 4 hours each day, and I did breakout groups on how to grow your practice. And the number one tenet of my stairway system is the concept of the beachhead, okay? So the beachhead is the first phase of what we do. In fact, let me just go ahead and share that right now, because I think that would be, I think that would be very important to do. Here we go. We'll just go right here. So the beachhead is the first component, right? Like, this is the first step in the stairway to 200K a month. This is the fundamental, okay? And the reason why this is so important, is because most doctors try to market everything that they do. They say, oh yeah, we do this. Oh yeah, we do that. Their marketing winds up looking something like this, okay? They have five or six different things that they make the offer on the front end. They, yeah, we do this. You can come in this way or that way or this way. And what happens is they, first and foremost, they don't have enough money in marketing. They don't invest enough money in marketing. They'll spend a couple $1,000s and then they want to spread it out over four different things. We're going to spend $200 on weight loss. We're going to spend $150 on hair restoration. We're going to spend $200 on the OSHA. Blah, 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 blah. And it just doesn't become enough. It's spreading your resources way too thin. And the reason why this is so important is that I want to read to you something as I was reading about this, about the invasion. So, you know, so Eisenhower and Montgomery, who are on the Allied side, in case you're not clear about this, are going over, you know, they committed at the Tehran conference with Roosevelt and Churchill. They promised Stalin that they would open up a long delayed second front in May of 1944. And they were considering all these different places to go. And what made the Normandy so great is that it was a much more broad front, and it would permit simultaneous threats against these other ports. But the initial draft plan for the invasion, what happened is that when they saw the first plan, when Eisenhower and Montgomery saw the first plan, 1943, December 31st, 1943, they immediately insisted the amphibious landings were only three divisions and two more divisions in support. And they realized that that was not enough. And they wanted to up that dramatically. And eventually 39 Allied divisions would be committed to the Battle of Normandy, 22 US, 12 British, 3 Canadian, 1 Polish, and 1 French, totaling over a million troops. Okay. So they went from having 5 divisions to having 39 divisions. Okay. Now this is really, really important for you to understand, because those divisions are your marketing dollars. Okay. Most doctors, I was asked this question quite a bit, you know, quite a few people are looking to work with me because they're starting new practices and it's one of the things that I love to do. And they ask, well, gosh, you know, how much money do I need to start? And I go, well, that does vary quite a bit. But the more important thing is where do you want to put, because most people have limited resources. Most people are starting their practices with a little bit of cash, some credit, things of that nature. It's not like they actually go out and do a fundraise to do this. So they're really just kind of bootstrapping this thing, which is the smart way to go, by the way. And what happens is that they look at their resources in the wrong way. Okay. So I want to go back to the statement. Originally, the landing forces were to be 5 divisions. They made it 39. Okay. So that is a 7x. Is that about right? No. 7 times 5. Yeah. 7x, 8x. Almost, let's just call it 7.5x increase over what they originally planned. Your divisions, the equivalent of divisions in your market, in your launch of your practice, is your marketing dollars. The number one thing that you need to have money for and spend money on is marketing. I am going to say that again. The number one thing that you need to spend money on when you open is marketing. And you can't market saying, well, I'll spend a couple $1,000 and see how it goes. If it goes well, then I'll spend more. That's like being, and then when it doesn't go well, you get upset. That's like saying to the fire, I'm pissed because I only put one log in and you're not kicking out enough heat. Okay. Most doctors want to spend all their time on their machines, their training, and they think that that's going to make them all the money, and it doesn't. It's your ability to communicate to the prospect that you are in existence, that you know about them, that you care about them, that you understand. As I like to say, the Bill Clinton, I feel your pain. Okay. That is the number one thing that you have to do, is you have to market your facility. You might say, well, gosh, Matt, I'm listening to this. I did that. I hired a company. I spent $4,000 and I got crappy leads. That's another topic for another day. Okay. Go check out one of my groups called Creating Unrivaled Demand, or look at some of the stuff where I talk about how you nurture those leads. Again, that's not the topic of this. The understanding, and you can't just rely on Facebook, by the way. You have to be marketing. So one of the other key things is they talk about a broad front, okay, throughout Normandy. So they had airborne troops, they had ground troops, they had Navy, they had air, they had all these different things. All of those are the different marketing vehicles through which you utilize. Using just Facebook to grow your practice or any time is like trying to do the Normandy invasion with just putting on ground troops and hoping that, you know, and not using a Navy and not using espionage and not using counterintelligence and not using airborne. Right? Like, you've got to do all of these things in order to be successful. And you can't just rely on one avenue. Okay. So this thing is that, so this beachhead is a really intense, deep topic. Most people don't realize it. And let me just pull this up for you so that you can see this. And I'll add this to the stream. Okay. So this right here is a picture of the Normandy landing. Okay. And you'll see it's on the northern coast of France, and you'll see that there were 5 landing spots. Okay. Plus they had all these amphibious land. They had all these airborne landings behind, and and all of these things. Now, the funny thing is their first day objectives were not reached until 6 days later, where they linked up all of the beaches. Okay. They didn't take some of these towns that they were supposed to take in the first day. They didn't take them for like over a month, sometimes 6 weeks. All right. But that's not the point. The point is that they had a plan. They kept pushing the men and material and the resources into it, and they finally got breakthrough. We pumped in literally hundreds of thousands of men and material, millions and millions of men and material through the Normandy landing beaches. Over 1 million troops landed in Normandy. Okay. Over 1 million troops landed in Normandy. And they kept pouring it in, just because they didn't hit their objectives didn't mean that they stopped, because they knew that they were making the progress. They had this plan. So your practice, especially when you're starting, is this same concept. Okay. So you've got to be able to have this concept of the beachhead down really, really well, because it is such an important concept to what we do. If there's a reason why the beachhead, by the way, is the first concept that I teach. I don't talk about how you generate it. I don't talk about selling. I don't talk about anything else, because with the beachhead, you have to have a clear message to a clear market with a clear offer. Okay. And you've got to drive that point home over and over and over again. And eventually what happens is that you get something like this. This is the concept of the flywheel. It is taken from Good to Great, I believe, or Built to Last. It's the hedgehog concept, is that people line up, energized by results, you get momentum, steps forward, and you just keep doing this over and over again. The concept of the flywheel is, at first, it's hard to crank it. But with each subsequent crank, it gets easier and easier and easier and easier till it just basically runs out on own. Now, notice how I never said you stop the flywheel from running. One of the other questions I get asked is, well, gosh, Matt, after how long do I have to market? Like 3 months? I'm like, no, you never stop marketing, ever. I have a couple of clients that have, quote unquote, scaled back their marketing dollars significantly, but they've been in business for like 8 years. Okay. So they have real dominance in the marketplace. They are the, you know, and their businesses continue to grow. They've reached that inflection point. But no, you're gonna keep marketing. You have to keep pumping men and material into that beachhead. And then as that beachhead expands and you capture other ports, you're gonna expand that out even more. Okay. So this is a major, major fundamental concept that we teach in our business over and over and over again. Okay. And let me just, you know what, I'm going to go back over here. And then your funnel starts to look like this. You want to have a clear offer on the front end that people can move up and through. Now, I know if you're listening to the podcast, you're going, geez, this is great, Matt. I can't see any of it. I get it. So, you know, you'll have to, I guess, go watch the video. But here's where I want this to land. You know, we're getting close to our 15 minutes here. Let's try to keep them tight. There's a lot of lessons in life. There's a lot of fundamental truths that just repeat over and over again in life. There's also a lot of people that are out there trying to sell hacks and shortcuts and, just a lot of different things out there. And, you know, here, I'm just going to give you my 2 cents on this. Anything that violates the fundamentals of business, of how business works, generally is a good indication that it is that it's not going to work long term. Okay. You know, you've got to be really clear about who you are and who you're treating. And a new machine, a new procedure, a new whatever is not always going to be the answer. In fact, unless it complements your front end, it rarely is going to be the answer to it's there's very few magic bullets that last long term. Okay. Most work short term because there's not really the basic concept of these beachheads, of these fundamentals behind it. And it just rarely gets the legs that you needed to get. Okay. And it's, you know, sometimes my stuff may not be the sexiest, but I'm going to tell you right now, it just flat out works. Okay. Because I've also been doing this 25 years, I think 20 plus years. I was reminded this weekend that, you know, I've worked with in excess of 3,500 business owners on five continents in 30 niches. That includes the medical space. And I focus all of my time and energy now with cash-based practices. So, really, you know, I encourage you to go read on Wikipedia information about the Normandy landings. I think it'll really drive home the point of this concept of the beachhead, and take a look at what you're doing. Are you investing enough resources into getting people to come into your practice? Are you focusing on a very specific area in order for you to get that beachhead so that you can expand out into your market? And it's then after you get the toehold that we can expand out of the market and offer other things, but we've got to get really clear and get zeroed in on hitting that target right off the bat. So that's what I have for you today. You can like this and subscribe to this podcast or these videos. Please share with your friends. And as always, if you'd like to set up a call with me to talk about your practice, go to callwithmatt.com. That's callwithmatt.com. I will talk to you soon. Have a great day.